Because you listen to The Ron Van Dam Show, I know that you are a classy, intelligent person. And so I've been meaning to ask if maybe I could get your number. If you're not doing anything this weekend, maybe we could get together and, talk about Ron over a couple of drinks. I mean, we don't have to talk about Ron, but he is kind of the thing that brought us together. So, you let me know. For right now, you're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
All right. I guess you clicked on me or turned on the radio for some reason. I don't know why, but here we go. Yeah, I was in the bathroom this morning, and all of a sudden, someone clicked on my head. Someone clicked on me, so here I am, the man who was clicked upon. To the program. Did you bring me anything? How dare you show up without bringing me something? Perhaps a bottle of wine? A bottle of Claire Delouche? No? Nothing? A dozen donuts? 11 donuts? 2 donuts? Nothing? Flowers? Did you bring me flowers? Candy? At least a card. Come on. Nothing? Nothing? Oh my God. You know what the cheapest gift is? You. Yeah. When people say, you know, I didn't get you a gift. My gift to you is myself. What a lousy gift that is. You are the gift? No, thank you. Are you serious, you cheap bastard? My gift to you is my time. Why are you going to give me your watch? What are you talking about? That'll be enough for today. Enough background music. I mean, background music is supposed to stay in the background. Isn't that why they call it that? I think so. How are you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? Thank you very much. It's time to go into the room and deliberate. When you come back, I hope that you're all in agreement. I'd be a great judge. I really would. Yeah, go in the room and talk when you come back. What, you haven't come up with a decision yet? Well, then you're all arrested. House arrest. Stay here. You're not going anywhere. I'd be a great judge, but not as great as I would be a pope. Oh, Ron, are you obsessed about this? You talk about that a lot, that you want to be the pope. I know, it's the one thing I haven't really done yet. I kind of thought when I was being brought up by my parents that I'd be the Pope. They kind of pushed me into it. My father used to say, you know, like, the hell's wrong with you, Ron? Don't you want to be the Pope someday? And I'd say, yeah, I do, of course. What kid doesn't? And my mother would say, you know, Ron, you got to be nice to people, otherwise you'll never be the Pope. And I used to say, oh my God, don't threaten me like that. That's awful that you would. How could a parent actually not have enough support or love to give a child so that someday that child could become the Pope. And then as I got older, I learned there's no Pope school. There's Catholic school, but they don't teach you how to be the Pope. They just teach you how to everything but the Pope thing. There's no Pope 101. It's Pope 102, though. No, they don't teach you how to be the Pope. And then I got a little bit older than that, and when I was in my mid-30s, I realized that they don't advertise for the Pope in the paper. No, they don't. It's not in the classified section. They just choose whoever they want as a Pope. And they're simple people. There's Pope John, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, and eighth. There's a Pope Paul. Just people walking down the street. They just, excuse me, we're looking for a Pope Paul. Would you like to be the Pope John? They're not specific. But they're never going to choose a Pope Skip. That's not going to happen. What's your name? Skip. No, you can't be the Pope. I'm sorry. Nope on the Pope thing for you. They only choose simple people. Right now, I believe there's a Pope Francis. How did that happen? His name's a little too complicated to be a Pope. I don't know. But there could have been a Pope Ron, I suppose. I would have been the fourth, Pope Ron the fourth. There were three other Pope Rons. They didn't do well. I would have loved to have been the Pope. I really do. I've been through this before, but it's such a dream of mine. Please just let me get this off my chest. Because, you know, our problems are all in our chest. Some people say, well, I got to get this off of my mind. And your response is, no, if you have a problem, it's on your chest. You know, I've had a problem for a long time. I just want to get it off my ass. It's been sitting there for a while. It's been stuck in there. I got to get this problem off my ass. Will you let me discuss it, please? Shouldn't it be on your chest? Well, that's where the problem should be, but right now it's on my ass. I mean, choose your body part and go with it. I wanted to be the Pope. I really, really, really did. And again, if you've heard this before, I'm sorry, but I got to get this off my chest and my ass. Can you imagine getting up in the morning and you don't have to choose what to wear? The bishop and the cardinals have already laid your clothes out for you. That's so convenient. So am I going to wear the white robe or the eggshell colored robe? Oh, it's been chosen for me. Today is the white robe. Ooh. Imagine getting up in the morning. What color robe am I going to wear? Are you serious? This is wonderful. No pants involved. And the hat. Come on. Seriously? Who wouldn't want that hat? Look at the Pope. Look at his hat. Oh my, what a hat he's got. What is that thing, by the way? What is that hat? Who put that together? Who came up with that? A baseball cap would have sufficed. What is that thing on top of his head? I'm sure that it has some significance. I can't figure out what it is. He kind of looks like an ornate chef. I don't know what that hat is. I'm not up on Pope costumes. Not into it, man, but that'd be wonderful. You get up in the morning and, you know, you must address the public. Oh, am I going to have to get up on that altar and am I going to have to go down the stairs and walk into the church? No, you want to address the public? Hey, we're going to open up your window. You just go to the end of the bedroom and they're there waiting for you. Are you serious? The public is like outside of my bedroom, outside the window? Yes, that's all you have to do. Go to the bedroom window. Do your thing. That's so convenient. You imagine doing your job at your bedroom window and all you've got to do is put a robe on? No one's going to know, standing in the square below your bedroom window, what shoes you're wearing or anything like that. You don't even have to wear shoes. And then you get your own special car, and the car is actually named after you. I think it's a Pope Mobile. I'm not sure. I think that's what it's called. And it has a bubble on it and everything. It's really not so bad. It's not so bad. What a wonderful job it would be. And you just stand there and you spout off your opinion. Oh my God, that's what I do for a living now. I am so ready to be the Pope. You just stand there and you put people down for being idiots. You try to find love within their heart. And even if you can't find it, you just stand there and say that you're looking for it. And you can travel to other countries and they'll love you because you're the Pope. You don't even have to compose songs or appear in any movies or write anything down. All you have to do is just show up. Just show up and you get audiences and throngs and thongs of people cheering you on, and they actually cry when they see you out of love and compassion. You didn't even do anything. You just showed up. I don't know if the Pope has his own plane or not. And by the way, why are all the Pope's men? Oh, I think we have a problem here. Are there any female cardinals? No. They're all men. Whoa. That doesn't really fare too well these days. Are there female priests? You got to get into the real subdivisions of the church to find them there. No, it's a men-driven thing. Why aren't women upset about this? Hey, wait a minute. Where are all the women in the church? Oh no, they assist the priests. They're choir directors and they play the organ. That's it? That's all they do. Yeah, women, you can't. Women cannot spout good things. No. Women can't be in high places in the church. They're not full of love enough. What happened? Yet we all accept it, you know. We go, oh no women? Whatever. I don't know, man. See, things are make so much no sense. I know it's the Bible thing. I know. If it's not in the Bible or in the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights or in the Constitution, then it can't be. I never sat down and read the Bible before. It starts off a little slow. Ron, are you kidding me? It starts off with a power story. I don't know. I'm not into it. Not into it. I don't know. I find it difficult reading, especially when the TV's on in the background. It's tough. I've stayed in a few hotels in my life for various reasons. Ooh, don't go there. There are no more Bibles in the hotel rooms anymore. Have you noticed that? Now, I'm not a Bible guy, but I always thought that, at least they put reading material in there. Something to read there. You know, there's nothing to do. The bars are closed. There's nothing on TV. Where's the Bible? Johnny, get me the Bible, please. Yeah, I'm a little tired tonight, but I can't fall asleep. Give me Leviticus. That usually puts me out. Bobby, get me Leviticus, will you, please? There are some people that are really into the Bible, and they actually do that. They read a passage every day, a passageway. They do. Was this Tuesday night? I'm halfway through Genesis. Don't tell me the ending. Don't ruin it for me. Oh, great. I was getting close to the end. Thanks a lot. Yeah, we don't, people just don't, you know, it's just a different time. Millennials don't even know what the Bible is. Well, is that online? Yeah, I guess it is. Well, it used to come in book form? Yeah, kind of still does. Wow, that's weird. Can't be online. Yeah, I don't know. It's a hell of a book. It's a hell of a book. They don't have on the cover who wrote it. You know, there's no foreword or anything. I guess there is. I don't know. Again, I'm not reading. I've also noticed there's no pictures. There should be pictures for children. Yeah, I guess there are children's Bibles where they do have pictures. But in the Bible itself, not a lot of pictures. Not a lot of photographs, I've noticed. There's no photographs of Adam or Eve. You have to kind of imagine what they look like. It'd be so nice if they had like a nice color glossy of Adam and, whoa, Eve, I did not know. Whoa, I get it now. You know, that I can't, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be Pope. Come to think of it, maybe that's not a great idea. Maybe I'm not the best spokesperson to become the Pope. But I think I do a great job. I really do. I mean, I get up in the morning. I'd brush my teeth. I do all the things I'm supposed to do. Yeah. I wonder what the Pope likes to eat, you know. Wonder what the Pope... Do you think the Pope really like, you know, it's nighttime and the Pope's in his bedroom and he gets a bucket of KFC. Do you think the Pope eats fried chicken? I don't know. They don't let me know. If we all knew that the Pope ate KFC or ran down to McDonald's, you know, for a Happy Meal, who better to promote the Happy Meal than the Pope? That'd be a hell of a television commercial, right? Come on down to McDonald's. Get the Happy Meal. The Pope loves it. And then there's a shot of the Pope sitting at one of those little tables in a McDonald's. Eating a Happy Meal there, and wouldn't that be great? Or Burger King wearing that paper crown. What great advertising idea that would be. I think it would offend almost everybody. And I'm not suggesting that, and I'm not making fun of it at all. I'm just saying. Anyway, this is supposed to be a comedy. Supposed to be. Supposed to be a comedy show. It's not really, but it's supposed to be. Well, yeah, we're coming to the last days of the month. I would say that even if it was the first week of the month, I would say, well, we're going to be coming to the last days of the month. Last day of the month are always sad for me because the month is going. I've spent the whole month doing things in the month, and now the month is almost over. It's sad. It's sad. It's been a hell of a month, too. It's been a month of love and understanding. Not really. Yeah. It's been a great month. I remember at the beginning of the month, I was so excited that the month was beginning. I said to myself, my God, the first, the second, the third day of the month, fresh new days, bringing hope and joy for the month ahead. Then I started getting the mail, and some of the bills were in the mail there, for the gas and electric, and the cable bill. Oh, that's a pain in the ass. And paying off the car, and the bills started piling up, and I thought, this is not going to be a good month, although this happens every month with the bills. But here we go. And then the middle of the month comes and things aren't getting any better or any worse. It's just the middle of the month. But then when we come to the end of the month, it's, well, that was a hell of a month, wasn't it? I remember what happened this month. Wow, I had trouble with the car, the transmission, and I had to address that, and there were the family problems. I'm not getting along with anybody, and Mercury, that's the planet I'm looking for. Not Mercury, Mercury was in retrograde, and I don't know what that means, but it was. That was during the month, and wow. And oh, we went on that picnic, and I ate the bad clams. They told me don't eat clams at a picnic. It's not a good idea, especially not to eat them when they're not on ice, you know. And I ate the clams, and oh, my God, that was a horrible day. Oh, my stomach was killing me. It took me 3 or 4 days before I wanted to eat anything. I lost a couple of pounds, though, because I was throwing up all the time. That happened this month. Oh, what a horrible month this actually was. Yeah. It was a crazy month, though, wasn't it? But the month is almost over, and there'll be another month after that. And after that month, another month, if I live long enough to see another month. Yeah, they're all the same. But maybe next month will be a better month. Now I'm looking forward to the next month because this month wasn't great. Didn't we say that? Don't we do that at the end of the year? On New Year's Eve, well, that was a hell of a year. It was never a great year. It was always like, well, that was a hell of a year. What a difficult, horrible year that was. That was a sucky year. Oh, did that year suck. But tomorrow is New Year's Day, the start of a brand new year. That's how we socially divide our time by years. Tomorrow's going to be different. It's a brand new year. I'm looking forward to the year. Hope and love and understanding what a great year it's going to be. Because the year before this that we're wrapping up right now, that's why I'm drinking so much, was a horrible year. Oh, it was. I'm looking forward to next year, which is tomorrow, when everything is magically going to be delicious like Lucky Charms. Yeah. Welcome to the odd mind of society. We are a strange bunch, aren't we? Actually, you are. I'm not. Yeah, it's always their fault. Do you ever break up with somebody and say, you know, it's not your fault. It's all mine. It's all mine. I was the bad person in this relationship. I was the schmuck. I was the idiot. Actually, you told me through the whole relationship that I was. And you're right. I'm the bad person. It's not you. It's me. That's what you told me every day. I'm the idiot. I'm the schmuck. Now I believe you, so it's not you, it's me. So I believe we have to break up. And when I say break up, I never want to see you again, and I want to get all my stuff back. But have a nice life. I hope you meet somebody whom you can be with for another short period of time. Yeah, I mean, you like people hopping, that's fine, that's wonderful. I thought that this relationship would last forever. But you made it very clear to me that it's my fault, and I'm the idiot. So there you go. So it's not you, it's me. Let me tell you something. Just, you know, to cap this conversation off, it was actually you. I'm saying it was me in order to spare your feelings, and then I'm realizing, why spare your feelings? I'm not going to be with you anymore. We're not going to see each other. To be honest with you, it was completely you. You're an idiot. You drive me crazy. I can't stand you. What was I thinking? No, it wasn't me. It's totally you. You are despicable. You are the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. You crawl in the dregs of the earth. You knock on hell's door as some type of an encyclopedia salesperson. You are as close to hell as anybody has ever gotten, no matter how hard they try. You can't be alive, really. It's not proper. So I wish you good luck. Actually, I don't. I hope you fail at everything you do and nothing works out for you and you become old and decrepit next Tuesday. I think that you've got no point on the planet. I think the planet has tried to reject you a number of times, but you just won't leave. I think that you should sacrifice your body to science, like right now. I think you should donate all your organs, although nobody would actually want them. But at least it'd be something nice on your part. But no one would want your organ. Liver transplant from that person? I don't think so. You know, you've heard of organs being rejected by a person's body. That's a given. It's a given with your organs. So go on, have a nice life. Actually, don't. I hope you don't have a nice life. Why did I say that? I was being nice, and I didn't really mean to be nice. So no longer shall we be together. That was a mistake. That was a ridiculous thing. It was like taking a round peg and putting it in a square hole. That made no sense, but I think you know what I'm talking about. It's a expression that most people use. It's when things aren't working out, things just didn't connect. You are not the person that I used to know. I don't know who you became. I don't know what kind of transition this was. I don't know if this is a scene from The Exorcist. Millennials don't know the movie The Exorcist because that movie was made before they were born, and they know nothing about anything before they were born. So forget that. Forget that analogy. So I'm going to get up now and walk away, and I'm not going to turn around and take any further looks at your face because I've done that before, and that was not a pleasurable experience. So go now. Go now. Just get up and leave and don't come back, because if you do, that would be a problem, and I don't want any more problems. I've had enough problems with you. So please get up and walk away in the opposite direction if you could, not to the same direction I'm walking. That would be awkward at this point since I just told you how I feel about you. You must walk in the opposite direction and never turn around. And if you walk into a door because you did turn around, that would be a mistake that you made because you turned around when you should have been looking forward. So, go off and do what you do, destroying other people's lives, which is what you do the best. I guess you do that very well. It is a quality that you do possess, destroying other people's lives. Go forth and multiply your ugliness upon the earth, and make sure that every animal on the planet knows that you are toxic, that you are not to be eaten, touched, or smelled. And do not enter any room that I am in, have been in, or will ever go into, because you are just the embodiment of disgusting. And if you looked up in the dictionary under the word disgusting, there would be a big picture of you there as an example of what disgusting is. So I don't know why you have chosen to walk this planet. It's been a problem for everybody that you've encountered. Nobody wants to be around you. They run in the opposite direction. That's how they train for the Olympics, to run fast. They take a look of a picture of you, and they take off in the opposite direction, and they break all kinds of world records for speed. So thank you for that. If there's anything to be thankful for, it's the fact that you promote people to run from you as fast as they can. They flee the village is what they do. Actually, they burn the village down because you are in the village and they want no remnants of anything that you've touched or been in before, because that's absolutely disgusting. So be off with you now, off with your head and your and everything else that you possess, and you take care. Well, that's what happens when I break up with somebody. It's been a long time since I've broken up with anybody, because it takes so much effort. If you ever break up with anybody and you want to use what I just said, feel free. It's not copyrighted or anything like that. It's fine. You can use it if it whatever floats your boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I am out of time for today, but I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until that time occurs, well, I wish you peace.